early on the first day of the week, Mary stood weeping outside the empty tomb. Amen. Alleluia! Alleluia! Alleluia, it has been a week. And when I say a week, I really mean a year. It's been a year. And when I say a year, I really mean it's been almost 2,000 years. 2,000 years since the tomb was emptied, the rock rolled away. 2,000 years almost since she walked in the garden seeking her friend, her rabbi. She just stood there weeping. I know the feeling. The feeling of seeking all that you've lost and crying out for your teacher. But the tomb is empty. I know. You know. We all know that feeling of being empty, lost, grieving, crying alone. And it takes her a minute, understandably. It takes her a minute to recognize him. You see, she was simply unprepared. Unprepared not for the loss of him, she saw that coming. Rather, she was unprepared to recognize his return. She was unprepared to recognize him as he was calling out her name, Mary. She was unprepared for that. She was simply unprepared for love to survive when the body had been taken away. But you see, it does. It did, and it will. It will. Love survived, and it called out her name from beside the empty tomb. It has been almost 2,000 years, and we, all of us, are still unprepared. Not for death. We all see that coming. But perhaps more profoundly for the return of love when we feel empty. Unprepared to recognize resurrection even in the midst of death and violence and oppression. But ready or not, here it comes. Because love will call your name, my name, our names, even when we are empty. It will call our name from the garden, or the sunrise, or the tree frog's ribbit, or the ocean's wave, or the dogwood's bloom, or the red cardinal, or the child's laughter, or the lover's kiss. It will break through our worries. Love will roll away the rock of our hardened hearts and our fearful minds. Love will beckon us to turn away from the empty tomb and to see clearly what is right in front of us. New life, resurrection. And it may not look at all like we thought it would, this love. It may shock us, startle us out of our sleepy state and demand we wake up. That is the way of love. We may hide from it for a while or deny its presence, but you see, love doesn't take that personally. Love will just keep calling your name. And love will demand that we don't cling to it. Don't hold on to me, he says to her. Love will demand we don't try and control it or shove it back in the tomb. Love will demand to be free. Because you see, love isn't actually here to fill us up when we are empty. Love isn't here to take away death or to stop our weeping or to make us feel safe and secure. Love is here because it simply is. Love simply is. And when we hear it call our names and we recognize it for what it is and we respond, teacher, teacher, then we can truly begin to learn what resurrection means. Love means to make us Easter people in a Good Friday world. Love means to teach us to not look away when we are weeping and it calls out our name. Love means to teach us not to cling or control or possess, but to hold loosely that which love offers us, and with open hands to be willing to offer it to another. Love means to teach us to run. Run to that upper room where those that are still trapped by fear are hiding and say, I have seen the risen Lord. Love means to teach us to proclaim it, to announce its arrival, to say with firm assurance, love has survived. Love means to teach us in a world full of pain and heartbreak to say alleluia anyhow. Love means to teach us that emptiness is not to be feared. Love teaches us it is the endlessly waiting to be full, to finally live, to finally love that will cause us to suffer the most. Mary, he called out, and she responded, teacher, teacher. Alleluia. Amen.